We were talking about borrowed books, people who borrow books and don't bring them back last week. Lots and lots of you were getting in touch after the show about this. This one says, Morena Susie, last year I returned 7 Charlie Brown books I'd borrowed from my Uncle Don in 1986. I've carried them round the world and back again and always felt guilty. He was thrilled to get them back. Another one says, I keep a notebook in which I write down the title of the book, to whom I loaned it and on what date, and then cross it off when returned. But I have been guilty of smouldering over a perceived non-returned book, then discovered I'd failed to cross it off, thus endangering my friendships with good friends. That's from Lois and Nelson. Sarah's got in touch this morning saying, I'll never forget the Grace Mullane case. Scott Beard was unforgettable and extraordinary in his handling of it. He comes across as a genuine humanitarian with unwavering commitment to the Mullane family. It is such a tragedy. The father subsequently died. So sad, but we are so incredibly lucky to have someone like Scott in the police force. Lots and lots of you getting in touch. 2101 to get in touch with us in the studio this morning on text. Other people getting in touch about some earlier interviews that we've had on Saturday morning. On Carrie Sun, her memoir Private Equity, this was charting, I suppose, her job working for a billionaire. This person says, I can relate to your guest this morning, but it's not limited to the private equity industry. I work for a Crown-owned entity where every 6 minutes of the day needed to be accounted for with very high expectations of productivity levels. Bottom line was monetary return for the organisation. It took me 3 to 4 months after leaving the role to work out the intensity and mindset this creates. I didn't burn out, just came to the realisation I wanted to work hard for something other than making an entity money. Several people also in touch about Ngahuya. Bill says, great interview, the closing message about the defining New Zealand for ourselves was inspiring. Sarah also remembering Ngahuya from Auckland Uni in the 70s and how we must cherish today's firebrands because look at what she has achieved.